Thanks so much, Joel, for joining me here on Canada Does Windows Azure. You've been blogging about your adventure into the clouds and stuff like that. So I figured, with those many stories to tell, I have to have you on here. So welcome and thanks very much for joining us. Why don't we start off by saying, what are you actually doing up in Windows Azure with your products?
Sure. So I work for a company called Agility Inc., and we make CMS software in the cloud, and it all runs in Windows Azure. So that's, and there's a whole bunch of different aspects of that are in Azure. First of all, we use SQL Azure for all of our databases, so well over 100 databases, sort of all sharded out into Azure there. We have a centralized sort of system for our APIs, so we have a single deployment for all of our APIs, for sort of incoming data from websites. We call that UGC, and that's what we've had in Azure for almost since Azure was rolled out 1.0. Probably we were about a couple months after. So that's been there well over a year. It's been good. And then recently we moved our what we call our content manager, which is our sort of our more heavy apps, not just APIs, but the actual applications themselves, into Azure. So that's been cool. And what we've done in addition to that is added some logic on top of the regular web deployment to handle our website hosting. So now we're actually hosting our clients' websites, all the customer websites right in Azure itself, which is really cool.
Nice. And actually, if I'm not mistaken from stories that you've told me in the past, your move into Azure was gradual, right? It wasn't, you started today and all of your new stuff went straight into Windows Azure. And in fact, you were running in multiple clouds at the same time, weren't you?
That's right. Well, we started off with the UGC side of things, the user-generated content, but mostly because we couldn't get enough servers in our own data center to get it running fast enough to do what we need to do to handle the Friday afternoon loads that we were getting with certain websites. So it was just a logical choice. But we were looking for cloud providers well before Windows Azure came about, and so we actually started off with Amazon S3 for file storage, and we're only just now sort of migrating our newer things to use blob storage because we actually have a lot more options with the CDN that Azure has, and to have it all unified is great because just people say, well, I don't have all my eggs in one basket, but they're not. We have all our eggs in different data centers all over the place, but they're all Windows Azure at the same time, so it really helps for us, especially. We're done at developers. It just makes sense for us, so.
Cool. And you actually mentioned one of the things that I was going to ask you about right after, which was you couldn't get servers fast enough. So was that part of the rationale for moving the software into the cloud to begin with, and then obviously for choosing Azure?
I'd like to say it was as logical as that, but it comes down to I just feel better if I don't have to work with hardware. I hate having to deal with bare metal. Oh, and to me, what cloud means to me is I don't want to do things that I don't want to do anymore. It's a softer thing. You could give people all these logical reasons, but really, it just makes me feel better not to have to deal with servers.
Spoken like a true developer.
Yeah, totally. And you know what? I think people understand that easier. To me, cloud doesn't mean as many things as it probably should. It means it's simple, it just works. Stuff like that. It should make life easier. There's a whole bunch of technical things, but it's the feel-good stuff that is more compelling, I think.
Nice. And you had also mentioned before your .NET developers, right? So yourself and the dev team over there. When you guys were looking at starting to bring the different components of the application over to Windows Azure, what was that ramp up like, in terms of, day one, you know nothing about Windows Azure. What was that sort of process to get to know it comfortably and in order for you to actually go and build software on it? And sort of how long did that take?
Well, we went through like tutorials, things like that. We started off with small scale stuff. Our user-generated content app is actually a very small app. There's not a lot of code in there. It does a lot of different things, but it's just an API, so there's not a lot of user interface involved. But starting off with things like that, build a little web service that can do something, and that web service, you'll find that it can actually become extremely powerful. You know, look at something like Netflix, or you know, tons of different APIs that are actually in sitting all over the cloud. They're just an API. It's just a way to get data, but that can become huge if you can spread that out and geolocate it and just do all sorts of stuff. So your little idea can quickly become a big idea without actually changing any of the underlying engineering very much. That's the kind of thing you get with Azure. So for us, it was just build a little API, kind of see what happens, and start small. And then as we started moving, the more difficult stuff is if you have a legacy app, you want to put that in Azure, you're going to see... You know, you're going to have some points where stuff just won't work. You're going to have, you know, well, there's some stuff you might have used in SQL 2008 that isn't supported in SQL Azure. We didn't have very many of those, but there was a couple of things we had to sort of re-engineer. For instance, we were using database encryption. We had to move that off to the application. So there's a few points like that. But it's the getting started point that is the most important, because at that point, you're either sold on it or you're not.
Right.
You know what I mean? So...
And did you find that as you were ramping up, there were, I know you mentioned a couple right now, but from a pure development perspective in terms of learning, were some of the things like kind of gotchas that came up that you're like, okay, that's not exactly what the documentation said, or, you know, different things that you would have thought obvious that weren't, and so you kind of had to search around to find them?
I have to say the biggest thing for us from a learning perspective is you have to treat your the systems, your components, as much more fragmented than you normally would in an on-premise situation. So for instance, we kind of take for granted on-premise our database connection, right? You have to treat that more as if you were calling a web service or something like that. That's a little more, I call it hostile. You have to treat it like it might not be there, so you have to retry, or which you really should be doing anyway, because anything that's over a network, you know, that machine could go down. It's a network connection, right? So there's all kinds of stuff that you have to take into account that it's just better, better design anyway. And what you tend to do is we tend to make service-oriented type things in a real way. It's not just a term anymore. You actually make services and APIs of your own products that you consume.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so then ultimately what you're saying is that it's more getting your mind wrapped around the architecture of things than it is so much learning about, you know, the new development frameworks that you have to learn to work with Windows Azure.
Yeah, that's right. And really, you actually have to do less than you did before. You know what I'm saying? So for us, we had some workflow things for our own development process that we wanted to be able to handle. I wanted to be able to allow different people on my team to deploy code without it breaking builds and things like that. So there's a few kind of under the hood kind of things that we did just to work that sort of sits on top of the VMs that are running. But it's not stuff that's... It's rocket science, you know. We had some services we wanted to work in a certain way, and those turned into worker roles that did whatever. You know, it's all very simple. As long as you can understand the simple parts of it, then if you think that, well, maybe I shouldn't make it too complicated, or if it's getting complicated, then maybe I'm going down the wrong path, you know, or maybe I should step back from that a little bit. So if you have these, a lot of people have applications, in my experience, that are sort of stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff with, you know, a bunch of assemblies thrown in that maybe you didn't really need. And I see stuff like that, and I wonder, it would take you this much time now to add on a feature. How much time would it take you to step back and maybe do it the right way, or
right,
to think about it a little bit, or to see, can I split this up into smaller pieces and just take a piece of this, put it in Azure, see how it's going, and then add on to that small piece that's built properly, as opposed to adding on to this, you know, monolithic thing that's sitting somewhere else. So.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Now, if I'm a developer, a brand new developer into Windows Azure, I haven't done anything yet. You know, you mentioned earlier, read some articles online, stuff like that. How do I get started? You know, how did you get started? And also, what would be your recommendation or advice for a developer who's just sort of getting their feet wet with Windows Azure?
Yeah, so when we got started, it was actually a little more difficult because I let my trial expire, and we went through a few trial accounts because it takes time. But the 90 days is sweet. There's a 90 days sign up right now that pretty much anyone can get, and there's all So a limiter you can put on there, so it won't cost you any money if you try to, you know, for instance, if you are playing around with some tools and you want to increase your, you know, your instances from, you know, 1 to 2 to 3, just to check out what's going on, to see how it would work. It will limit your how much billable activity you do. So there's really no worry about putting stuff on there and doing deployments. And just getting used to that is really important. Even if you have apps that are not doing a whole lot, getting used to that deployment process, and it's really well integrated into Visual Studio now too. So, you know, it's basically right click publish and you're done, and it just goes up there, and it's really seamless and streamlined. Especially if you're working in a development environment where I have a single instance deployment that I want to work with, which is literally is think of it as one virtual machine running in the cloud. I can do web deploys to that are really instant, so I can just test stuff very quickly. You know, in iterations to see how it's going to work. If I change this, what happens? Kind of poke the box kind of idea, which I think is really important for developers. And then on top of that, to think of it like, just step back for a second. If I have a simple web application that works on a web farm, if I was to set up a web farm in my own environment, that's actually really hard to do. It's a kind of a thing that's like not trivial. Well, in my deployment, all I got to do is change my instance count from 1 to 2 to X, and I've got a web farm. So those are the kind of concepts that you'll start thinking about, as opposed to, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? I got a remote desktop into that server and set this setting. You stop thinking about those kind of hard things, and you think about the more high-level concepts that you really, really want to tackle, because that's the actual, you know, logical problem you're trying to solve.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, and if we do just a quick summary wrap up of all of that, you know, if we were to sum it up in one line, you're basically just saying just go in and do it, right? Is that sort of the mentality?
I'm assuming that as a developer, you want to poke at stuff. You want to say, okay, I want to write some code and see what it looks like on the other side. So just start doing that. There's no barrier because it's not going to cost you anything. It's just your
Right.
time. Just like try it, write some code, do the deploy, done. It doesn't, you know, there's literally no barrier to entry except for your own, you know, your own curiosity. It's like those, you know, kind of harkens back to like the first time you ran, you know, a website. You know, it reminds me of that a lot actually, because you know, the first time you started doing stuff, oh, I do this and that happens. It's sort of like that whole developer curiosity thing. I think we all have that. Azure development tools are another way to discover that, because it's a similar kind of deployment process, but it's kind of new. It's got some interesting tidbits about it. It's like you stop thinking about servers and computers and things like that, and now you start thinking about deployments and instances, and it's a little more high-level concept, and I like that a lot better. I think it's easier to understand, and you stop worrying about the things that you don't need to worry about. And that whole idea of making software that just works actually makes a lot more sense.
So then just totally unrelated, but related nonetheless. As a developer, what is your favorite part about the entire platform?
That's a great question. I think my favorite thing, so what we did is we actually built some code to make it so our customers can deploy their website code onto a deployment that we give for them. We had a couple of customers came to us a couple of weeks ago and said, look, we no longer want to use a shared environment. We want our own environment that you manage for us. And I was able to basically launch that and get a whole new web farm set up in minutes. And then, you know, 2 days later, they had a major promotion for their website, and it was all and it ran fine, and there was literally zero problems. So that's something that would have taken me, you know, hardware procurement and, you know, all kinds of stuff set up. I would have had to go in and out of the data center, which is a nightmare. I didn't have to do any of that. I was like literally on my computer, in the web browser, crank up a deployment, done. Code deployed, it's working. It's just a matter of a few configuration settings. So that level of ease for setting things up and to make it like just work is really cool.
Cool. And then any last sort of thoughts or advice for people who are contemplating moving to Azure or starting fresh from Azure? Just anything, either technical or business or anything like that. Just a last piece of advice.
Yeah, stop thinking about it, man. Just do it. Like it's, I don't know what the barrier is. It's I think the barrier is in people's minds. The cloud is not the future. It's right now, man. Like if anyone thought that, oh, there's going to be a revolution to cloud, like that was like 3 years ago, man. It's happening right now. It's totally happening. This is it. This is the revolution, and it's your chance to get in on some really super. And I think that these the offerings are only going to get better from Azure, as we've seen, as I've seen in the last 2 years. It's been iteration after iteration where things have gotten easier and easier to work with, and we're at a point now where there's literally no barrier to entry. So just do it, man or woman.
That was an awesome answer. Like I'm sitting here and I'm giggling. And for the record, that was not scripted by any means whatsoever. That's truly what Joel feels, right?
I'm super passionate about this stuff. I really want to see more people take advantage of this, and it's exciting for me to see that, so.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And you know, I'm sure you guys will be continuing to do more stuff on Azure, and hopefully we'll be able to do another one of these discussions in a little while as you continue building out on the platform. So thanks
For
so
sure,
much.
man. All right, take care.